You are listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Well, after 2.5 months, some sense of normalcy is finally returning to the Motherlode. And tomorrow, the City of Sonora's certified farmers market will open for the year. It will run every Saturday morning through the end of October from 7:30 until 11:30. So let's talk about what we can expect this year. Joining us as our KVML Newsmaker of the Day is Rochelle Kellogg. Rochelle is the Community Development Director for the City of Sonora. Good morning, Rochelle.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So the farmers market is going to open up tomorrow morning at 7:30 at the corner of Thiel and Stewart Streets. How challenging has this been for you?
Well, somewhat, you know, we delayed the market by a couple weeks, and I'm really glad that we did it for the purpose of hoping that some of the restrictions would start opening up and some of the businesses would be able to open up in our downtown area and everything. And I'm glad that we did that because really that's kind of where we are today. Some of the restrictions have lifted, and it allows additional vendors to participate in the market that normally wouldn't have a couple weeks ago. So that part is good. I think people are going to get the same feel of our market. We're going to have a variety of vendors. Probably about 25 will be starting the market. Same location, same time, but there will be some restrictions in place as far as distancing and stuff that we're working through at this point.
Well, let me ask you just one of the very first questions. What specifically will be different this year for both the vendors and the public?
So for the vendor's perspective, what we're doing is we're making sure that we have a 6-foot separation between all of our vendor spaces so that we build that into the setup of the market. So we've been out measuring and making sure we can accommodate everybody and still have the distancing as far as in front of the booths as well, for people, for stacking, for shopping at the various vendors. Some of the vendors were actually moving their space to face different directions so that we can accommodate more stacking per se of their patrons in front of our more popular vendors, so that we don't have issues with people backing up into the travel aisle. We're going to have 3 entrances, exits and entrances into the market. They'll be very big, so there's plenty of room for people to get in and out and practice their social distancing. We're going to have signs up at the market welcoming people back, but also stressing the importance of the 6-foot social distancing. And our vendors, per the public health officer, they'll all be wearing gloves and masks as well.
Will the public need to wear masks?
No, we're not going to require the public to wear a mask. They're welcome to wear one, of course, but we are not requiring it.
Let's talk about the fun stuff we will find tomorrow morning. What type of vendors will be there tomorrow morning?
So all of the favorites are coming back. We're going to do food vendors. So you have all our cheese guys are coming back. We got honey coming back. The regulars that you expect to see at our market, they will be there. We have all of our plants people will be there, our agricultural, our produce. Everybody will be there. The regulars will be at the market like you would expect to see at the market, including some of our artisans. We didn't add any new vendors this year yet because what we wanted to do is make sure that we accommodated our continuing vendors first with the spacing requirements, and then as things lessen up and we have more room, then we probably will add some new vendors into the market for everybody to enjoy. But right now we're really working with all our vendors that wanted to come back and start the market to make plenty of room so that we could get them in there. So we did that. And we're happy that we were able to accommodate that. So I think people are going to really enjoy it. The one thing is different is that we're not going to have tables and chairs. We're not going to have music, at least at this time, because the idea is for people not to linger, which I know is a favorite thing about our market is people meet up with everybody and a lot of them spend their whole morning there. Unfortunately, at this point in time, that's not going to be set up that way at the market. But as things lessen up and when we can bring that back, we certainly will.
And also, I would imagine, once again, pets are not allowed.
Yeah, that's standard across the state of California. Dogs are not allowed. Any market you go to, you'll see the signs. Yeah, we can't have dogs and pets in the market.
Rochelle, this is a certified farmer's market. So for those who don't know what that means, can you explain that?
Right. We have three parts to our market. We have our certified farmer's market, and those people are certified through the Ag Commissioner's Office. They are certified producers, so they grow and raise what they sell. So that is the whole certified section. Then we have our food purveyor section, which is our vendors that sell food products. And they have to make what they sell as well. And then the final one is our artisan section, and those people also have to make what they sell to the public. So it kind of has three little parts to our market, but it is a certified farmers market, which means the producers are producing what you guys are buying.
Who's managing the Sonora Farmers Market this year?
So actually, technically, I've been the farmers market manager for many, many years. but Becky Howard will be out there. She is the farmers market supervisor. She's been out there for many years. But this Saturday, I will be down there. Her and I will be down there at 5 o'clock to kind of help the vendors get set up with the new distancing requirements.
Rochelle, is there a website or a phone number for more information?
For more information, they can call the Community Development Department for the city. It's 532-3508. And they can go on the city's website at sonoraca.com. And also, there is a Facebook page for the Sonora Farmers Market. And so there's three different locations where they can get information about the market. I encourage everybody to come down. You guys don't all have to come at once. We're open from 7:30 to 11:30, so if people would space that out a bit, I'd appreciate it, because we are going to have to practice some social distancing down there.
She wears many hats. Rochelle Kellogg, the Community Development Director for the City of Sonora. Rochelle, always a pleasure talking with you.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Mark.